In Gaza, Israeli attacks have killed more than 90 people in the past 24 hours, including dozens of aid seekers, according to Al Jazeera. The death toll has now reached 58,667, with over 140,000 wounded. However, the actual numbers are likely much higher, as many bodies remain buried in the rubble. Haaretz reports that new satellite data shows more than half of the buildings in Gaza have been destroyed, including 92% of all housing. That's according to Doctors Without Borders. Among the latest damage is the Holy Family Church, Gaza's only Catholic church, which was struck in a raid this morning. Three people were killed and several others injured, including the parish priest, Father Gabriel Romanelli, who had been in regular contact with the late Pope Francis. In a statement, the Latin Patriarchate in Jerusalem appealed to world leaders to, quote, raise their voices and to do all that is necessary to stop this tragedy, which is humanly and morally unjustified, close quote. Cardinal Pierre Battista Pizzaballa spoke to Vatican News following the strike.
What we know for sure that a tank, they say the IDF said by mistake, but we are not sure about this. They hit the church directly, the Church of the Holy Family, the Latin Church, and there are four people seriously wounded. Among these four, two in very dramatic conditions, and their life is a very serious risk of danger. There are also other wounded, injured, but more less problematic, among them also the parish priest, because they were all in the church.
The injured Father Gabriel Romanelli posted on social media, quote, the Holy Family compound sheltered people who found in the church a sanctuary, hoping the horrors of war might at least spare their lives after their homes, possessions, and dignity had already been stripped away, close quote. Pope Leo, the American-born pontiff, has been calling for a ceasefire since the beginning of his papacy. This was his message in Vatican City last month.
In the Gaza Strip, the intense cries are reaching heaven more and more, from mothers and fathers who hold tightly to the bodies of their dead children. Who are constantly forced to move in search of some food and safer shelter from the bombardment. To those responsible, I renew my appeal. Stop the fighting, liberate all the hostages, and completely respect humanitarian law.
Il diritto umanitario.
Today, Pope Leo XIV renewed his call for a Gaza ceasefire. In a telegram message, the Pope stated he was, quote, deeply saddened to learn of the loss of life and injury caused by the military attack, close quote. While far-right commentators have dismissed Pope Leo as a Marxist woke pope, President Donald Trump reportedly called Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Thursday morning to discuss the church bombing. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Trump's reaction to the attack was not positive.
He called Prime Minister Netanyahu this morning to address the strikes on that church in Gaza, and I understand the Prime Minister agreed to put out a statement. It was a mistake by the Israelis to hit that Catholic church. That's what the Prime Minister relayed to the President, and you should look at the Prime Minister's statement that way.
In a rare apology, Israel stated it deeply regrets the incident, which it attributes to stray ammunition. Israel's security cabinet is currently meeting to discuss the latest developments during ongoing ceasefire negotiations in Doha. According to Israeli media, mediators in the Qatari capital have presented new maps of the army's withdrawal from the Morag axis, which splits Khan Yunis and Rafah. However, far-right Israeli National Security Minister Ben Gavir has been quoted as saying that withdrawing from the axis was a, quote, grave mistake. For its part, Hamas called for urgent action as famine in Gaza has reached dangerous levels under the Israeli blockade on humanitarian aid. Hamas urged, quote, the fascist occupation government's exploitation of starvation and deprivation of basic necessities in the Gaza Strip as a tool of genocide, which has been ongoing for more than 21 months, represents an insistence on committing the most heinous crimes in modern times against innocent children and civilians, close quote. Hamas posted that statement on Telegram. Many displaced Palestinians have been hesitant to bathe in the Mediterranean this week. That's after Israeli authorities reinstated a ban on access to the sea along Gaza's coast, specifically prohibiting swimming and fishing. For many Gazans, the sea has been their only option for bathing, as functioning water infrastructure is nearly non-existent and there is almost no fuel to pump water. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is currently on trial for corruption, a case that has divided Israel over whether a sitting leader can govern while under indictment. Netanyahu faces charges of bribery and fraud stemming from a 2019 indictment in which prosecutors accused him of granting regulatory favors and diplomatic support to prominent businessmen in exchange for lavish gifts and favorable media coverage. He denies all charges. But Netanyahu's political grip appears to be weakening. Two key partners in his ruling coalition announced their departure this week, potentially leaving him at the helm of a minority government in the Knesset. On Wednesday, the ultra-Orthodox Shas party said it was quitting the cabinet over lawmakers' failure to secure ongoing military draft exemptions for religious students. The conscription debate has sparked explosive tensions across Israel, especially as the war in Gaza stretches into its 22nd month. In a highly unusual move, U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee appeared at the courtroom on Wednesday, signaling continued support from the Trump administration, which has publicly called for the trial to be dismissed. During a State Department press briefing on Wednesday, spokesperson Tammy Bruce was asked why the U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, attended the corruption trial for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
It would appear that the ambassador was exhibiting his support for Netanyahu.
But against the judicial system? I mean, is this an expression of distrust?
Well, I know that our inclination sometimes is to look into like the broader issues that we're all working on, but I would not suggest that someone attending to support someone facing a situation as some kind of a larger commentary about a judicial system or a country or anything beyond showing support for someone that they're that they know or a friend. It would appear that the ambassador was exhibiting his support for Netanyahu.
Netanyahu has faced the ongoing legal battles, even as Israel has waged wars on multiple fronts, including Gaza, Lebanon, Iran, and now Syria. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Lauren Schmidt.